even ones in that small town of Tehachapi who think that somehow they are protected by just being there, shall have a great shock and realization as this time of chaos heats up. Get right with Creator. You may be able to lie to another. You most certainly can and do lie to yourselves. But you cannot lie to Creator, for He knows your heart and sees and knows every last thread of lie that you once hold on to. Let go of your past mistakes. Forgive yourself and forgive those whom you perceive have done you wrong. Then move on and create a better life, one based upon truth, honesty, and integrity. Do not tolerate another's lies. Call them to their attention, for a lie cannot persist in the light of truth. If another is persistent in a lie, then insist that they leave from your presence. Do not allow another to pull you from your path. It is all right for ones to disagree with you. Each has their own free will choice. It is not all right for another to force their reality onto you or yours onto them. Respect another's opinions and demand that same respect towards your own opinions. For truth is and cannot be changed. You ones are often more worried about who is right and who is wrong. All want to be right, for each wants to be confident in their perception of reality. What is really real? Communication is usually the bridge necessary to cross the gaps in a dispute over who is right and who is wrong. Most often, both sides are in error. Do not allow the ego to distract you from getting your message heard. Souled beings instinctively know truth when they hear it. Yet ones allow their ego to step in and say, "This cannot be, for I and my great understanding would already know of it, and therefore it cannot be." Thus they reject that which their soul so desperately seeks. These ones who refuse to accept still need to hear the messages of light and truth. They need them in order to, at a later time, know where to and to whom to turn in their time of confusion. So, do not hold back from another that which you know to be true, for you need that which your brother brings to the unfolding play. Be certain in your own knowingness, for your certainty, if nothing else, shall be remembered. Be patient and do not expect ones to just give up their old beliefs overnight. These ones need to experience the learning process. They must come to know that man's greatest enemy is himself. You ones limit self and thus limit the creative potential, the God force within. It only takes one to realize their potential to change the whole entire play. Stop awaiting another to do that which you have potential to do yourself. Honor the creative force within, allow it to flourish, and show you your true potential. Quit holding self back. Each souled being has a special gift and a special purpose. Until you recognize that purpose and bring it to the world, the whole of humanity shall go lacking. That is one reason why each is as important as another. You all have a part to contribute to the whole. Inasmuch as you limit yourself, you limit others who need that which you bring into this world with you. Do not hold back that which you are compelled to say to another or do for another. You may be the one who makes the difference in that person's life, which then allows the flame within to burn brighter than it had before. Do not hide God's words from another. If you are ashamed of what and who you are, you had better ask yourself, why? Do not fear ridicule, for the very ones who ridicule you for sharing truth shall be the ones who come to you in the time of need, for they shall not know anywhere else to turn. Do your part by sharing these words with those who need them. Be responsible and do not pretend to know all the answers. If you know some answers, then tell them. If you do not know or are uncertain of the answer, then say so. Your honesty shall be greatly appreciated. When you honor others, they shall not have need to distrust you. The upcoming catastrophic cleansing shall become the greatest awakening of mankind ever on that planet. The end result shall be a rebirth of radiance and knowing. Peace and balance are what shall come out of the chaos as the phoenix rises from the ashes of destruction. These are truly magnificent times for experiencing, for where else shall you get such lessons? Thank you for writing and sharing, my friend. I am Asu Sananda. Come in the radiance of the one light, so that you ones might see. Peace and balance. Aho.
It's worthy of not having any more comments about it. I just want to repeat how much I thank you for that. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we have a break? What about it? Were you going to have one?
I'd love to.
They'll call it Brent's cult.
Are we definitely going to have a meeting on the weekend of 17th of August?
Inquiring minds want to know. And those who cannot speak in their own behalf, Brent just is willing. Well, I would imagine probably that we will, because if it's on a weekend, certainly we ought to enjoy each other. I remember on the 17th, we start the first of year 10. It's a decade into this, people. It's a big counting. And we will maybe have some things at least to celebrate, I would hope, by then. At least maybe be able to see a little farther.
Excuse me, Commander?
Yes.
Could you comment on the churches that are being burned across the country and how that might tie into the one world government?
Could you repeat the question?
I think then that we may ask EJ to go back and read, because I've commented and he chose to put that aside. That's fine. This is very definitely a follow-on to the OJ situation, where race riots were planned. And there have to be now larger Khazarian stirrings, because that kind of fell on its face and it didn't have the impact. And so they're going to hit OJ a lot harder as far as publicity is concerned, to keep that churning, and then a little bombing here and there and a few buildings down, and let's keep the focus on these black churches being burned. What you do not understand is that in the period of time, just in these recent months, out of 61 churches that have been torched, 30 of them have been white. So you can see what the media is doing, and it's just trying to churn. And I think since they're trying to churn so hard, that I'm right in there with both feet and both wings flapping to help Mr. Farrakhan and Mr. O.J. Simpson. They being the elitist in the form of, let's call it, the Bush boys, have been holding off response to me and to our people until something bigger would come down and they wouldn't have to respond. I don't think so. I think something big's going to happen, all right. And I think God's up to the task. He took care of the million men in Washington in spite of all they could figure out to do. And I just think maybe that God may equalize the playing field a little bit. If you would read about those churches, I think maybe it would be worth our while. It was a good question, and it's a big deal.
I only have today's and yesterday's writing. I think that was in Friday's writing. At least I don't find it in here.
Well, then we will skip it. But I've said the major point is that there are not any more black churches than white churches that are ordinarily being torched. It will now pick up a little bit because of these discussions and the recognition of the... Do we have it?
Yeah, it's in the Saturday.
Well, then I won't waste the time. But you're going to find that Jewish synagogues, etc., are also torched for all sorts and sundry reasons.
The heading is Who Benefits from Torching the Churches? It was taken from Spotlight, and the author is Kevin Kreider, K-R-E-I-D-E-R. The media says black church burnings in the South are the latest symptom of the epidemic of white racism in this country, but the facts, as they are reported, are so distorted and so untrue that there is little doubt that this is yet another media-provided excuse for the government to take drastic action against a non-existent problem. Hatton says, please note the rerun of what happens when other things don't go exactly as the big boys want. Always the distractions and focus change. Coinciding perfectly with the resurfacing of the Whitewater scandal and admissions the White House had illegally acquired confidential FBI files on hundreds of Republican appointees, Clinton has focused his and the media's attention on black church burnings in the South. During his weekly radio address, Clinton shared the pain with black ministers and recalled his own memories of church burnings. Quote, I have vivid and painful memories of black churches being burned in my own state when I was a child, he said.
With tears.
And Hatton says, he should know. And this, too, is a big crock.
Well, I was making reference to crocodile tears. I wonder how many he said. If he knew and suffered.
An inconvenient fact for the president, however, is that the Arkansas state historian, church leaders, and even the president of the state NAACP said there were no such church burnings in Arkansas during the Civil Rights era.
Isn't that interesting?
Another fact the president and the media race baiters failed to mention is that these racist arsonists have, in the long run, burned more white churches and synagogues than black churches. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has cataloged 123 church fires during the past 5 years where arson has been proved or is suspected. Of those, 12 were synagogues, and 85 were exclusively or predominantly white houses of worship, not including the arson and execution of the members of the mostly white Branch Davidian Church in Waco, Texas, by the Justice Department. So, for one thing, church burnings have been going on at a regular clip for at least 5 years. Of the ones that have been publicized during the most recent rash, 31 black churches were torched, but not mentioned was the fact that another 30, mostly white churches, were burned during the same period. According to Richard Gilman, the director of the Insurance Committee for Arson Control, churches are often picked by arsonists because, for one thing, they burn easily, a fact overlooked by all media analysts but not by actuaries and pyromaniacs, and secondly, because they serve as magnets for disturbed personalities with grudges against both individuals and social and religious institutions. Quote, there is no typical church arsonist, Gilman says. Many are just deranged. As examples, Gilman cited a Protestant man who torched 32 white Protestant churches and a Jewish man who torched 12 synagogues. Hell, that looks like more than they burned altogether. Political exploitation. Here it is. Representative Henry Hyde, Republican from Illinois, who exploited the Oklahoma City bombing to promote his counterterrorism bill, is now using the recent church burnings to promote a new bill expanding federal power. The Church Arson Prevention Act of 1996, or H.R. 3525, sponsored by Hyde, is in response to the Justice Department's continuing call to expand its federal jurisdiction over traditionally local law enforcement areas. The Tenth Amendment clearly states that powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states. And even he forgets about the people. Federal agencies like the Justice Department must find loopholes in the Constitution to increase their jurisdiction. The passage of the civil rights laws in the 1960s makes deprivation of one's civil rights based on race and religion a federal offense. This gives the federal government the loophole it is searching for in this case by labeling the church arsons as hate-inspired destruction of black churches intended to spread fear and intimidation throughout black communities. According to Robert Brock, president of the Self-Determination Committee, a Washington-based black nationalist organization, the sudden attention to church burnings is a transparent ploy to increase the American police state. Hatton says, reread that, please. Black religious communities are being used as dupes in an attempt to federalize law enforcement, he said. According to Brock, the government is using church burnings and the Oklahoma bombing to increase a military presence, particularly in the South. And there's a heading that says military moves south. Brock says that in preparation for the terrorist threat to the Olympic Games, thousands of military troops and equipment are already being housed in DeKalb County, Atlanta, Georgia, public schools. Hatton says, I wouldn't be caught anywhere near those games, readers. I can't tell whether or not there will be insanity enough to blow everyone to kingdom come or not. Incidents are certainly in the planning, however. This is in addition to the 1,000 to 2,000 FBI, CIA, Secret Service, and Georgia police agents and the 15,000 private security, 10,000 military guards, and foreign police contingents assigned to provide security at the Olympics. Hatton says, note that there was nothing to protect the million-man march, except God. Brock says that any issue with a high level of sensitivity, such as church burnings and the Oklahoma bombing, can be easily used as a vehicle to expand federal power. Quote, with these sensitive issues, allegations become fact, and our Constitution is thrown out the window, he said. Hatton has a long comment here. Please note several clues to follow. The amount of tears shed over specific incidents, the handing out of Purple Heart medals to the immediately returning military, even the dead, when that medal is an act of war medal to begin with, and certainly is a delayed response to individual injured troops. This smacks of the same courageous display of medals to the returning children from Panama. Perhaps we should all display anger that none of these victims, such as the Waco wipeout, got Purple Hearts. The signs are always there, if you but look, readers. Remember that in the protocols of Zion, there has to be racist war. There has to be war. Furthermore, there is too much information and disclosure popping out from under the covers at full rush speed ahead, so actions have to be harsh, miserable, and more devastating to keep you all under control and in total chaos and confusion. It is the game, one world order. Ah, but just who is the one of the titans to rule after the games? Ah, so indeed. Salute.
Well, I think that one wraps it up, but while you're talking about Georgia and the areas over across the Mississippi or near the Mississippi, when you talk about earthquakes, remember that it's easier to split a nation when you've got these tectonic plates and these grinding against each other. But a very, very major point that you better be remembering is that in your time of counting and measuring earthquakes, the very worst your nation has known in your historical record-keeping time was right along through Missouri and the New Madrid area. Changed the course of a river, wiped out towns, was major destruction. And you're due it again. There will be a sea formed this time when the major, major breakup comes. So just be attentive. The clues are usually always offered to you in some way. I am serious. there are some major plans for incidents to come along with the Olympics, because it is time to bring you into the overt, not covert, overt recognition of force and control. And this is another reason that we have to work predominantly outside the boundaries of the United States, but within the laws of the United States. If Rick brought, I'm going to change the subject now into something very pleasurable. If Rick brought Miguel's tape on abundance that you didn't get to hear last time, I think that each of you should have a nap after your pie and ice cream and have a little bit of creative introspection. You will create your abundance, and you may be astounded if you get pretty faithful about experiencing the kinds of hypnotic input that a McGill will give you about your own qualifications for creating. You're going to find it wonderful. And then along the lines, Dorma is nagging at me to please suggest that we use the what? The cardboard ice cream. Now, that's what she just got through saying to me. Use the cardboard ice cream. So please use the cardboard ice cream, because the other keeps better, and we'll get more pie for it. So to you who are now ready to fix pie and ice cream, please hold that in your hearts.
Could I ask you a question,
Jean? Yes, please. Sure.
I'll stand up. It has to do with gardening and using some of the products that we have, like yandrona, silver, colloid, so forth. And I use some of these products, and I was wondering, whenever we're dealing with that type of insects that that invade the gardens and orchards, what is the best type of thing for an insecticide?
Black flag. I don't know that you're going to be able to.
Well, that's the reason why I asked, because I don't seem to get results without going to something like black flag or something.
Don't let them distress you. I covered this early on when we began to talk about farming. You have reached such an imbalance in your world that if you don't use some of the methods for pest control and some of the fertilizers that your ground must have, you're going to be even more unhealthy, and the insects will take over your world. They just about have. And a lot of them are bloodsuckers, so they're going to start feasting on you. So let's be careful what we ideologically would like to have happen and what will likely happen. Where I would suggest, and I have just covered this a little bit privately, and I'm not ready to get into that big discussion today, but we're going to begin to offer what I call vortex charged water. And this is a relatively cheap gadget, but I feel that these things need to be offered. All of you cannot afford to go get a micro water machine. These are $900 to $1,000, and actually they're mad at Gaia for selling them for that price when they're getting anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 elsewhere. So even the manufacturers ticked off. But that machine will bring you an alkaline water, and it will separate out the acid water. Now, you don't want that for your, you will build up an alkaline situation in your plants just using tap water. So a little of that acid water that flows off should be used on your house plants, and you can go dump it in your garden on your plants. But it's impractical to try to do too much with that apparatus. Now, it will separate it out and treat it just as fast as your faucet can run through it. But it's impractical to try to treat a field, for instance. It's impractical with the vortex apparatus to try to treat a field. But you don't need much of charged particulate in the form of a water base. The vortexing apparatus will colloidalize, small enough particulate that you can even use a little mineral dirt or a little pumice dirt, or, you know, dolomite is nothing but crushed dolomite, calcium and magnesium. So you're going to have to consider mineralization from some of these products. And I'm not suggesting you dump dirt into this vortex machine or apparatus, but it won't hurt you. And if you don't want to fiddle with tiny bits of it, you can put a few drops of the mineral solution that you get. And then you can put this water into your pumpers, your insecticide sprayers, get a nice clean one. And anybody who has the, oh, I don't know what the word might be, tenacity or persistence to go out into your garden with one of these sprayers, spray down your plants with it. You'll find when the water dries, you're going to get mineralization, crystallization on the leaves. It's because of the charged ions. And a little bit goes a very, very long way. And, of course, if you had water distribution systems where you could interject this vortex water into your irrigation lines or a truck that goes and sprays or whatever, it would be a marvelous thing. It's a little impractical. But you're going to have to look forward to some of these things in your growing, because you're going to have to get your fields charged. It's just a fact. And you're going to have to eventually go to underground growing anyway, under very controlled circumstances. So we have a lot of things to look forward to, and yes, if you can put some of that water around your plants, you see, it's like an immune system. If you can bring the strength of your plant to its optimum, it will be able to handle the insects. Until then, use what's available, for goodness sakes.
Thank you very much.
Anything about the acidic water, right? For the plant?
No, I'm talking about a vortex system, so I don't want to get into that. We will get into that, and you will get into that, because we're going to begin to offer it when we get the component parts.
Okay.
We're going to offer it as a product. Very